in a child that's less than 5 years of age, if the tip of the finger is amputated, it will grow back. That has been demonstrated and published by many people. And what happens as you get older, you lose the ability to regenerate the fingertip. What that tells us is that we know how to do that. That regenerating a fingertip is something that is in our genome. It's just that for some reason, as we age, that gets turned off. And so what we're looking at is, why does it get turned off? What are the mechanisms that get it, that turn it off? So that then, hopefully, we can do something to turn it back on in adults.
What are some of the tools that are available, both in your Frankfurt Institute of Regenerative Medicine and throughout the world that you are collaborating with, that will enable you to move forward in this understanding of the glastema?
Yeah, the tools are, for example, this whole thing of the ability to look at the genome. That is very powerful, and that has not been available until just recently. And in fact, one of the leading laboratories in the world that has that information and has done that, i.e. read the genome of the salamander, is at the University of Kentucky, run by Dr. Randall Voss. And basically that is a very important tool, because now that we have that information, we can compare it to a mouse, for example, that doesn't regenerate, or a human that doesn't regenerate, and see what is different about those two programs. That's one of the tools. Another tool, I mean, there are, regenerative medicine is one of the hottest topics in medical research in the world right now, and not necessarily focusing on hand or face regeneration, but on brain cell regeneration, on pancreas regeneration for diabetes, on many different tissues, skin regeneration. So there are many, many, many tools out there that are being developed to study regeneration in many different organs. And what our hope is that we take those tools that have already been developed by others and apply them to this clinical situation, i.e. amputees or facially disfigured people.